Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Kara McLaughlin. Kara has written in a variety of capacities, including blogging, magazine, and essay writing, as well as a self-published book. She is a Challenge B tutor and homeschooling mother in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hard work and perseverance remain the answers. In college prep, as in everything else, those who prepare far in advance and work like they are running a marathon are the ones who succeed. The college admissions process is just another thing to learn and do as a family. Lee Borton's The Conversation, page 211. I recently attended my niece's graduation from the Naval Academy. The weekend had to be the mother of all graduation ceremonies, with the Blue Angel squadrons flying over, 21 cannon salutes, highly decorated speakers, and enough military officials to launch several fleets, literally. All weekend long, the running joke among my family members was what my son's homeschool graduation would be like. They asked many questions like, would the dog be named valedictorian? Would my son graduate first in his class of one? Do homeschoolers even have graduations? I dearly love my family, and all joking aside, I get it. Deep in the caverns of my heart, I've wondered if I am doing all I can to prepare him for how and where God calls him. If he wanted to, could he attend an elite school like the Naval Academy? Short answer, absolutely yes. Long answer, I believe that God has called my son to be part of a new generation of thinkers that will change the world in which we live. Yes, we as a family have to work hard, but I also have to believe that we serve a God who is big enough to equip my son by perfect design. I know God will be at work in my son's life, whether he wants to attend a community college, the Naval Academy, Harvard, or a technical school. God's got this, and I trust him. If I believe the Bible is true, and I do, then I have to trust that God can guide us through what we need for high school. For the past academic year, we've been walking through Lee Borton's book, The Conversation. We've been reviewing each subject in high school and how the subjects are connected, with rich discussions as our platform. We've been using the five canons of rhetoric as our starting point and working through each subject for high school studies. If you would like to learn more about the five canons, check out the archives of the Writer's Circle and see the article titled Drawing Out the Wonder. The conversation articles from the past year have been fully archived for future reading as well. In Chapter 12 and the epilogue of The Conversation, Mrs. Borton reviews final thoughts in A Graduation Conversation. She explains how many parents become overwhelmed in preparing for their student for college and beyond, but reassures that it's just another thing to learn as a family. She says, quote, "The final years of high school do require a lot of work on part of both the student and the parent. This is true whether students are at home or in a public or private school," Mrs. Borton said. "Too often, parents think a dedicated person at the school will help their child navigate standardized testing, financial aid forms, and college admissions essays. However, committed parents and students do this work at home, no matter where the student spends their school days." Page 210. 10 great takeaways from the conversation. Now that we are wrapping up our walk through the book, I wanted to take a moment to share a few of my favorite insights from the past year. 1. Don't miss out on great conversations with your student. They are some of the very best parts of homeschooling. 2. The five canons of rhetoric are an amazing tool to be able to work through any subject, and probably how you're already working in your homeschool, whether you realize it or not. 3. Don't be afraid of difficult subjects. They are an incredible opportunity for you to partner with your student in doing difficult things. 4. Not knowing an answer can be the start of an incredible learning adventure. 5. When working through difficult subjects, be willing learners and ready to ask lots of questions together. 6. The very heart of homeschooling through high school well is cultivating strong daily habits, nurturing a relationship of mutual respect, and choosing excellent content. 7. Let love of learning be an ecosystem in your home. Don't miss out on connections across subjects. 8. Homeschooling is a team sport. It takes committed parents, but it also requires love and encouragement from community, mentors, and others to pour into you and your family. Ask God to plant equippers on your path. 9. High school, college admissions, and beyond are just one more thing to learn together as a family. 10. Don't miss the beauty of everyday moments. This season will be over before you know it. Treasure it all. Keeping the end in mind. With another homeschool year wrapped up, I realize I only have 3 more years to get my son ready for launching beyond high school. That secretly terrifies and thrills me at the same time. My vision is to prepare a virtuous young man that knows how to learn anything, understands how to think deeply about a subject, and knows that God is at the center of it all. My hope is that he will complete his high school education years, knowing that learning is something he will treasure for the rest of his life. With a solid foundation under his belt, he will be ready to pursue more of what he loves. But before he does, yes, he will have an amazing graduation party, attended by a large passel of family, friends, and mentors. It will not be the kind of graduation party with high-profile speakers, long lists of graduates' names, and officials droning on and on. It will be the kind of graduation that will mark time well spent on the very best ideas, hallmarked by a love of the Creator and a love of learning. And the dog will not be the valedictorian.
This has been a presentation of Writer's Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.